The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course, we play that for who? Our good friend Chris Rose. If University School had a fight song, we would maybe play that too. But right now, we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we bring in Chris Rose. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Sorry, guys. I'm not sure I can do the segment right now. I'm planning on resting. I have left knee injury management.
Mm. Oh.
Whatever the hell that is.
That's a business decision for you, isn't it?
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, Adam Silver will never admit this. I saw Barkley talking about it earlier this year, but it's a joke. It's one of the reasons I'm so thankful that we're Cavaliers fans. Like, I feel like those guys want to play as much as possible. And I know that because more than half of the league makes the playoffs, that really the regular season doesn't mean jack. But they're going to have a real problem when they go to Amazon next year. Why in the world would you go find it on a streaming service? Like, I love streaming services, but it does mean, like, you can't just flip back and forth between games, right? You don't have that ability.
That's true.
So that's the one drawback at this point of it. It doesn't mean that it can't change or something like that. But if it's a standalone game on Amazon and not everybody's playing, who cares? Who is going to care?
The regional audience that cared originally, right?
But they want bigger than that.
They might. I mean, anybody that would buy, you know, I don't know. I see where you're going with it, though, Chris. That does make a lot of sense. You're right.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, I love basketball. I really do. Like, I love it. I'm not one of those haters who's like, yeah. No, it's stupid. But, man, it would be imagine if you were a Sixers fan tonight. You just get those guys back. The best team in the league is coming to town. You want to see if you can hand them loss number one. You're already without Maxey. And now these two guys need it. Management. We're managing the pain in their legs.
Yeah, but Chris, you just said it. If the regular season doesn't matter, what does it matter?
Oh, and Chris, your seat was $240.
Oh, that's true too. Yeah,
that's what matters. Is that at some point, the fan has got to start standing up for what they believe in. I mean, you just have to. You have to show it. It's the only way that they'll ever listen is if you stop spending the money on regular season tickets. Like, I don't know. Every game's on TV. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't pay that amount of money. If you just have unlimited disposable income, you can. But I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. What a joke.
I don't know how you fix it either. You know? You can't. You can't force them to go out and play, I guess.
Guys, this is the NBA Cup. What are you talking about? This is for all of them. They put in special courts for this. Your lack of enthusiasm for the Emirates NBA Cup is just disheartening, both of you.
Well,
I'm devastated.
The only way I would ever say that is if I actually got to fly first class in Emirates. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, is it fancy?
Yeah, they're
sweet.
Oh,
my God.
I've seen pictures of it.
Just dial it up. That's our dream vacation. It's not actually to have a steak. Take the plane anywhere and actually go somewhere. We just want to fly in the air for a while.
Yeah, shouldn't the winner of this, their team should get one of those planes, right?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly how it should roll. Let's talk about the Cavs, though, can we, real quick?
Yeah. What do you like most? Spacing? Passing?
What I like most, I love how we won the other night. I loved it. The team, listen, when you play three games in four nights or, what you know, 4-7, these guys are just, they get tired. They don't shoot well. It happens. And the entire starting lineup, for the most part, in the second half just wasn't getting it done. And Kenny Atkinson went to a lineup, I believe it was Ty Jerome, Merrill, Dean Wade, Niang, and I forget who was the fifth one out on the floor, but Niang was the big. And all of a sudden, we were down 9, and we cut it to 3, and then I think we got like a 1-point lead, and then he started to trickle in some of the starters. And I was like, God, there are so few teams that could do that, and I don't know of many coaches who would have been willing to just say, hey, listen, these five guys are going to try and get it done for us tonight. If we don't get it done, all right, so what? It's loss number one. But I loved seeing the enthusiasm of the starters on the bench. Like, they all adopted Tristan Thompson's role, and they weren't like, oh, okay, well, we just don't have it tonight. They were in. They were like they bought in. And listen, guys, I don't know what this means for late April and early May. I have no idea, but it sure as hell is fun to watch. And I just talked about a fan base in Philadelphia, which feels like they're getting cheated. I feel anything but that with this team.
The one thing I really like, Chris, the offensive system that Kenny has put in place has given a lot of guys an opportunity to do a lot of different things. And I give the star players a lot of credit because they've allowed that to happen as well. We've all seen too many NBA teams where somebody who the star player is, whoever that guy might be, you know, isn't willing to share the ball as much, isn't willing to space the floor. He wants the ball in his hands and everything else. That hasn't happened here through 12 games, and it's been a pleasure to watch.
Oh, yeah. Now, the question I've got, and I'm not trying to, like, piss on our parade because I don't want to be that dude, but I do have, like, legitimate questions, and maybe they can't be answered for several months. The problem with this team last year was having the two bigs on the floor who can't space it properly when every team cares about defense, right? Most teams don't care in the regular season. They just don't. And then they ratchet it up. And then the other problem is that we're, you know, our backcourt didn't get any taller in the offseason.
You're right on both fronts.
I agree with you. Yeah, so those are – it doesn't mean that things can't change because you have a new coaching staff. All I'm saying is that those are the questions I have as a diehard Cavs fan. Like, are those hurdles that you can get past or that you can't get past? And if you can't, then do you have to change the makeup of your team in order to get to that next level? Those are just things that I think about because I watched them play so beautifully in the regular season, but we all know that no sport changes more drastically come playoff time than the NBA because the players actually start caring about things on the defensive side.
Chris, I think the two big guys work together if you have the right elements around them and spread them out. I'm a little concerned about the two ball-dominant guards if they turn into ball-dominant guards, because they haven't been so far. And that's been the beauty of this. If they can continue to buy in completely and make it work, I think it could be really, really a nice situation for them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I love watching them. I get excited to, you know, to tune into them when they're on. They're a good, fun team, and they're easy to root for. Like, they're really likable. They're a likable team. They're likable guys. I really think that Donovan Mitchell sets the tone on that. And I think it's awesome. All right, where else are we, guys? What else we got?
All I know is while you guys are talking about all this great stuff, I've been watching the Emirates first class seating arrangements.
Pretty good, isn't it?
So they have on the seats, they have zero gravity seats. They're level.
Yeah.
They were invented by NASA. Oh my goodness! Oh,
and you, I told you.
Oh, I can't. Have you actually been on one of these planes? I've never.
No, of course. Oh, I've been on one of those things. What do you think I am?
Well, sometimes you're Hollywood. I just, you know, I'm.
No, definitely
just
not
excited
Hollywood.
To know you. Hollywood, maybe.
Just I live close to it. That doesn't mean that I am. I'm still Cleveland through and through. So
okay.
Stop that.
All right, I won't do that to you. Let's talk about the Browns for a second. What are you most looking forward to after the break? I'm trying to be optimistic. Help me, my friend. Help me.
Maybe a second interception this season. I don't know. Do you guys know that? I was just checking out the stats the other day, and I was like, wait, JOK's got our only interception. Is that possible?
No DBs have an interception.
Yeah.
I was like, but, you know, listen, Denzel Ward has played exceptionally well. He's at, like, I'm thinking back on these horrific nine games. Denzel has been excellent. I think Miles, particularly considering all the injuries that I think he's dealing with, has been very good. Corey Bajorquez, there we go. There's another one.
Hey, I brought that up on our podcast. It's running as a promo, and people make fun of me. You just said what I've been saying. I think he's been good all season.
Well, second in the NFL in average.
They're not making fun of you for making that point. It's if you are mentioning the punter as one of your top three or four players, it's a bad season.
That's true. Exactly. I'm kind of sensitive, too, when it comes. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, Chris. I'm a little sensitive.
Well, it's part of your DNA.
That's true.
I'm not going to judge you for it. I still love you the same.
Yeah, all right. So it's just like here. Thanksgiving. We're going to argue over the tryptophan. Keep going.
Let's see here. Anything else? Oh, I think you do have to look at DTR eventually because you have to know whether or not he is a credible backup quarterback moving forward.
Do you have to know if Jameis is a credible starting quarterback, or do you think that's not? See, I'd like to see him and see if he can do it, and maybe he's your guy next year.
I mean, listen, it is possible, guys, because, you know, we're all reading from the same tea leaves in terms of the college quarterback class.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that's not the end-all be-all. Just because some expert evaluators, and I'm using the air quotes here, say that it's a lousy quarterback class doesn't mean that it will be. Like, we all thought that the quarterback class of 2021 was going to be pretty good. Well, five of them were taken in the first 15 picks. Four of them are already on their second team before their rookie contract is up. Okay? And the one guy who stuck around is Trevor Lawrence, and that guy's spinning in oblivion right now. So when they sometimes when talent evaluators think it's going to be a great class, it's not. Sometimes when they think it's going to be a lousy class, it turns out to be okay. I mean, I still think we have to do our due diligence, and depending on where we draft, there's a possibility that we're going to take one. There just is. And if not, then yes, you are going to have to sort through the Jameis Winstons, the Daniel Joneses, possibly, guys like that.
Say it. Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, but look, Sam Darnold, and I think he's getting great coaching. Like, Kevin O'Connell's kind of my coaching crush.
Agreed.
I love him.
Yeah.
I think he's fantastic. And look what he did last week. Did he throw three more interceptions?
In the end zone.
Yeah, a week two after throwing two and hanging on for a win. Like, that's who he is. He's a slightly younger Jameis Winston. With more athleticism, I think.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Chris, I'm going to switch gears here just for the last minute or two of our conversation. I'm going to go to baseball. Okay, I've got a philosophical question for you. Ready? Should closers be allowed to win the Cy Young Award? Yes or no?
Great question. Yes, because it is an award for the best pitcher, and closers are pitchers. I guess I'm asking, right?
Yes, they are. Correct.
I do believe.
I agree with you.
Then I'm in. And he's not going to win it. In fact, I think Skubal will probably be a unanimous selection, and I think the Class A will finish second. And he should get that consideration. In fact, part of my push for it was that Class A meant so much to the type of team we were. We built our entire pitching staff, not just our bullpen, our entire pitching staff backward because of the injuries that we suffered and the ineffectiveness of several starters. We went, okay, we've got the ninth inning nailed down. Now, how do we get to him? Because he is the best pitcher in the world at that. And I'm going to say during the regular season. Mm. You don't have to bring up the rest of it.
No, sure. That's true.
So I thought his importance to what we did as a team was more important than what Tarek Skubal meant to the Tigers, certainly for the first 4 months. And then I would say Skubal, because he literally was like the one starting pitcher they had that they could rely on the last 2.5 months of the year. Casey Mize was whatever. And then they've got the other kid, what's his name, Montero, who's
Kiter Montero.
Well. Yeah, who actually pitched pretty well down the stretch. But, you know, like there was a lot of pressure on Skubal to be great, and he was. So he's going to walk away with it, but, I mean, let's not just turning it into a starting pitcher. Particularly in today's game.
Yes, that's
like, I'm not going to listen to that.
I would think it'd be easier for closers down the stretch.
Well,
too.
I was just going to ask you that because I've been kicking this one around because of the way that starting pitchers are used today and that the bullpens are used, you know, earlier and more often. I wonder if that makes that 1 to 5 starting pitchers who stand out above the rest even more likely to win the Cy Young Award. And we know a lot of relievers haven't won it over the years. You know, it's been a long time. Who was it? Eric Gagne was the last one? Gagne?
Eric Gagne?
Yeah.
Eck won it, too.
He was the last one. And Eckersley won it in what, 90?
92. Yeah, he won the MVP and the Cy Young.
And Gagne won in what, 2003? Was that it?
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's been 20 years. I mean, listen, it's... I'll listen to all of that. But, like I said, as far as Cleveland, which ended up being the second-best team in the American League this year, Class A's importance to us was just as valuable as Skubal. And the year he had, like Skubal had a great year. I've seen years like that, though. In the last 10 years, I've seen it. We haven't seen a year like Class A's in 30-plus years. I'm just saying.
I agree with you on that. He was outstanding. Yep.
All right, Chris, any other words of wisdom before we part? I have a million other questions I would ask you, but your time is valuable.
Well, give me one.
College football, I'll give 30 seconds for this. College football is better off today than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I would say so. I think the 12-team playoff's going to be fun. You're going to get some serious blowouts in that first round, but I don't care. Fine, whatever.
I feel like this has been one, because I was real hesitant on NIL, I was hesitant on transfer portal and all that stuff, but I just think the game is a better game right now. I think it's one.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you can lose a game by 1 point on the road and still not your season's not over.
Yeah, no, I think it's in a good spot. I mean, I even think it's good that all the Georgia fans are bitching and moaning that they're on the outside looking in.
Yes,
they have to realize all they have to do is win this weekend against Tennessee and they're back in the picture. So, you know, I mean, that sort of stuff I think is fun.
All right, Chris, I enjoyed our conversation today. I hope we can do this again next week.
Yeah, enjoy them all.
This was nice.
It was good.
Absolutely.
Will you be coming home for Thanksgiving, guys, or will you be in California for Thanksgiving?
No. Our son's coming home from college, that's the big deal this year. That's
nice.
All right. Well, we're glad you're going to be home for the holidays then, the other home you have, because Cleveland's always in your heart. Goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, boys.
See you,
thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Chris Rose, super friend of the show, joining us right here on Baskin and Phelps. Of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Here's Andrew Hody with the 2020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.